What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush has checked out for the day. He's got a speech at 8 o'clock he has to attend to, but we are still here. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill told me that Shin Daddy is busy scooping snow today, so he will... Spanking is still happening, Sip, at Midwest Bank.
But no craziness. But
yes, you could probably go today if you wanted to. It's not going to be any rabbits being given to you or forced upon you or, you know, Irish eating at all for the McTamra, which, of course, is the corned beef sandwich that he talked about on Monday.
I wouldn't mind if I walked into a bank and there's corned beef sandwiches. Just I don't want anybody foisting a rabbit on me.
No, that's understandable. So check out Midwest Bank today and see Shin Daddy plowing the streets in Creighton. We are now joined for the first time since before the Super Bowl by our good friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. We're not talking football. We're talking basketball today. Lee, how are you on the eve of the tournament beginning tomorrow?
I'm great. I mean, it's been a fun year. Had a great football season. Ended up going 10-1 in the NFL playoffs, including winning the Super Bowl, and only had three losing weeks in basketball. So
wow, it's pretty good.
Yeah, let the fun begin.
Wow, good job. So you're ready to roll. Are you all in? Well, of course you're all in on this tournament. You got several monitors set up.
I have to be. I have a daughter getting married in July, so I got to keep one.
Got to be locked in.
Oh God, you do.
Lee,
you do.
Important question before we get to the round of 64. Yeah. Do you count these first 2 days in Dayton as the tournament, or is it the play-in to get to the tournament? Important show question, Lee.
Yes, if you win. if you win them, you count them. I'm just kidding. I think so. Yeah, I mean, and it kind of solidifies what I said that North Carolina deserved to be in. I mean, was it a sexy pick? No. I mean, they didn't beat too many good teams, but I mean, they took care of business last night.
Did you think they deserved to be in? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think that if they would have played any of the other teams, the Indianas, the Boise States, the resume might have looked better, but bottom line, they were a better team. Look at the odds makers. The odds makers have made them the favorite in the game tomorrow. So kind of tells you what's going on. Let me give you another example.
Okay.
If they just made the seedings based on lines, how about in the South? Is it the South? Where I'm looking at,
what team, Lee?
I'm looking at Colorado State. No, it's in the West.
They're in the West.
Colorado
Regional.
State's a 12 seed.
Okay.
And they're favored by 2.5 points over number 5 seed Memphis.
Hmm. Hmm. In- Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. First time I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
It is odd. Lee, we're going through the bracket now. The one seeds are Auburn in the South, Florida in the West, Duke in the East, and Houston in the Midwest. When you look at the bracket for the first time, which one seed do you has the easiest path to the Final Four?
I would say Duke. Not only is Duke maybe the best team, Alabama doesn't play a stick of defense. I mean, they need Nick Saban. Wisconsin and Arizona, I think, have ceilings. They can only play up to a certain level. So I think Duke's going to be there.
Okay.
I don't think it's even close.
Okay.
The others, the Midwest is going to be fun. You know, you got Houston with five, Slam-a-Jam-a two. This is the first time in a long time Houston actually has an offense. The reason they lost a couple years ago to Miami in 2023, they only shot 38% from the field. This year they've got offense, they've got really good guard play, and 2 years ago they did not have a player in their starting five that shot above 70% from the free throw line. This year they've got not only one shooting above 70, they have another shooting above 80, and a third shooting above 90% from the free throw line. So although Tennessee and Kentucky is, if they end up meeting, going to be a great semifinal in the Midwest region, I think Tennessee will win that. I think Houston and five Slam-a-Jam-a two gets it done. I think the most loaded region is the West. I mean, Florida looks great. Walter Clayton, red hot, at least 20 points in four of the last five games. St. John's, obviously, with Rick Pitino, who's won it twice, looks great. Texas Tech is playing good basketball with J.J. Toppin, the transfer from New Mexico, and Maryland's playing well. Here's two games in this region I like a lot right out of the gate. I think I like Arkansas a lot, plus 4.5 against Kansas.
Ooh.
I don't think this is Kansas's year. Uh-oh. I mean, you agree?
No, I agree with you 100%. It's interesting.
Were you shocked when you saw them a 4.5-point favorite in this game?
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought the line should have been 1, 1.5, 2. So unless Landon Dickerson can score 20-plus points, have 12, 14 rebounds, dish out a couple of sits, and have a couple blocks, I think Arkansas, who's going to be getting back one of their key players, is the right side. And then I already mentioned Colorado State. I think they're going to beat Memphis, and I'll lay the 2.5 there. Also, with short favorites, anything under 3 points, if you're going to take a favorite, I would suggest to do the money line. They're usually minus 135, minus 140. With a lot of close games, if you got a favorite, all they got to do is win the game. It's under 3 points. So just one of my suggestions. And then in the South, I think there's really only 6-7 teams that can win it all. Auburn's good, but I like Michigan State. I think Michigan State with Tom Izzo, balanced team, and 3-seed Iowa State that's without their two best players, and A&M, whose offensive metrics are horrendous the last six games. I think Michigan State might be able to pull off the upset. They might be the only 2-seed that can make it. And you want a game in the first round there, give me some UC San Diego, plus 2.5 against Michigan. I think those kids who got fitted for rings after the game can tell you their ring size. I don't think they're going to be too locked in on watching film of UC San Diego, who has one of the best defenses in the country. So I like them plus 2.5 in the first round.
We've got a question. So, hang on. Lee, Sip has a question for you. Go ahead, Sip.
Lee Sterling joins us from Paramount Sports. What is your hesitancy with picking Auburn, who is the one overall seed?
They've lost 3 or 4. Sometimes you lose that mojo in your coach. I like him a little bit better as an underdog. So it's tight. I don't think we're going to see all four number ones. I'm not going to be Jay Billis. I mean, usually I got a 7, a 9 seed, a 6 seed going to the Final Four. I just think it's a chalk year. I'm going to do an almost Jay Billis bracket, who seems like every other year has all four number ones going.
So, again, it could be a chalky yearly, but there's always going to be a surprise team that goes somewhat far in the dance.
Right.
Do you have a Cinderella of sorts you are circling? I like their path. I like how they're playing. They can make it to the Elite Eight, possibly, or Sweet 16.
Yeah, I like Oregon, the Ducks. They're way under the radar. I think that they can win their first couple games. So, you're looking for an upset. Dana Altman, really good coach, 5-seeded. I think they can knock off Arizona. So, Yeah, used to be in the same conference, but not anymore. So that could be a fun one. Oregon could be a team that can win a couple games. Maybe another team that that can do something. How about Grand Canyon? I mean, it's the largest university that no one knows about. So, you know, we think of it as one of these universities where you you do everything online, but I think they've got over like 50, 60,000 students on campus too, and they won a first round game last year, and you know, they win that first round game, I could see them taking down Colorado State or taking them right down to the wire. So, a couple teams I'm looking at.
I'm going to do this for Jake. Jake is wondering this. I'm just going to beat him to the punch. There's an 8-9 game, Louisville Creighton. What's your prognosis for Creighton in this tournament?
Well, I mean, Dane Altman's really good. You know, the problem is neither of these teams, in my opinion, should have been an 8 or a 9 seed. Should have been like a 6 and a 7 seed. So, problem is you got to play Auburn second game.
Yeah,
so,
that sucks.
Too balanced. That's just me. One of those games I may not play to sit back and watch. Or you can. What's great about gambling, wagering, you can play it live. So
yeah. Yeah.
So, Lee, you mentioned that you think Carolina might be favored against Ole Miss in the 6-11 game.
They're a 1.5-point favorite.
Could Carolina, as an 11 seed, make a run in this tournament? Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now, picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
If they beat Ole Miss, they'd play the winner of Iowa State and Lipscomb.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, problem is, eventually they'll face Michigan State. But, I could see them winning 2 games.
SEC has 14 teams in the tournament, Lee. 14 teams.
Crazy.
Do you see a huge SEC flex with 14 teams advancing past the first round?
Probably not. One or two teams will lose.
Yeah. Yeah, but wouldn't that be something, though, if they all get to the round of 32?
I want to imagine.
See. I want
to
see.
If I go to the SEC media days, they'll be talking about that still.
Yeah, they will be. And, you know, rightfully so, honestly. If they got they got a record amount of teams in, and they have, again, 2-1 seeds in Florida and Auburn in this, and several 2 through 4 seeds as well throughout this tournament. So it's going to be fun. So, Lee, remind us, what is your official Final Four?
Final Four. for it is going to be we're going to go with Michigan State and Florida, and Florida advancing on that side.
Okay.
And Duke and Houston, and I'm going to take a flyer here. I'm going to take Houston to beat Florida in the final, and Phi Sigma Jamma 2 gets it done as a 6.5 to 1 underdog. So my money is on I put a
Kelvin
nice
Sampson.
Size wager on Houston at 6.5 to 1. If that hits, probably June or August, I'm going to take the month and go to St. Bart's. So if you guys want to enjoy me, put a little down on Houston.
Is that right? You feel good about Houston. You've broken them down to a level where you feel very good about them.
Yep, I do.
Ooh.
I mentioned the other day, Lee, that nobody's talking about that. I mean, of the one seed, they talk about Duke, they talk Auburn, they talk Florida. No one even mentions Houston, and they're a one seed. They're a forgotten team as a one. How is that possible?
I'm telling you, I've seen them all year.
Yeah.
So I think they finally have the offense and the free throw shooting. So
they
we know the coach can get it done, too. So anyone wants to hop on board, $197 gets you the entire tournament. From tonight, we have one of the two selections tonight, and ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741, 800-400-9741, $197, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the tournament, and good luck to Houston for your own sake.
Okay, thanks, guys. Be safe.
Good stuff. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. His Final Four, to recap that. In the South, he does not have Auburn. So if he has Michigan State and Tom Izzo as the representatives there. He has Florida in the West. He has Duke in the East. And he has
Houston.
So 3-1 seeds and a 2 seed.
He's chalky.
Chalky this year.
But he's bullish on Houston.
And he says Houston over Florida to win the title.
Have you seen Houston play?
I have not.
I have not.
But
we are a sports show.
I'm telling you this. They were 30-4. They won the Big 12 by 4 games. And this is a conference that has a 3 seed in Iowa State. I mean, there's a 3 seed in the dance that the 1 seed beat by 4 games in conference play. Texas Tech, what's theirs? I mean, Texas, they're a high seed as well. Texas Tech is, I'm trying to find them in this bracket. They are, I think they're a 3 seed also. Yeah, they're a 3 seed. So you have 2 3 seeds in the dance that were beaten by the 1 seed by 4 games. In the regular season.
I shouldn't say, I don't know about you, but the way it goes with college basketball, I shouldn't say I haven't watched Houston. I've seen them. I've watched snippets. You know, you see them on, and you kind of watch it, size it up. But I haven't, when I say have you watched them, I mean have you sat down and watched a game?
No.
And I haven't either. So
I have not.
I mean, you know what Houston kind of looks like in your mind's eye, though, right? Like, they're tenacious defensively, really athletic. Like, when they walk out on the court, it's impressive.
Well, as Lee said, I mean, they've had that every year under Kelvin Sampson. They've not always had the offensive firepower. They're scoring points this year.
Right.
Which is why you and I have been, you know, have liked Wisconsin. I mean, they're not playing the same defense they have in years past, but they're scoring like we've never, ever seen at Wisconsin.
70s. You have to go back to the 70s is when they were scoring at the rate that they're scoring now. The 70s. You weren't even alive. I was, but I don't remember that. I don't remember Wisconsin being that type of team. The team that Bill has picked is Florida. And
again, great pick. One seed. They won the SEC tournament, which is, of course, a very tough tournament to win.
Yeah.
14 teams in the dance.
I sat down on Saturday and watched Auburn, Tennessee in its entirety. And I've seen Tennessee in full games twice. That was the second one. Tennessee is rugged. Auburn doesn't, they look like an NBA team. They look like an NBA team. When they walk out on the court, it is really impressive. Like, just the makeup of the team. And they're really, that league is on a different level than the Big Ten. It is. It's just better. It's just much better. It's much more athletic. There's some pretty athletic. Okay, well, I heard one of the pundits saying it, and I agreed with it. Michigan State is the only team in the Big Ten that could compete for a title in the SEC right now. Because Michigan State's got some athleticism. They don't. Purdue, as it is right now, I don't think could do it.
This year's Purdue, no. But what about last year's Purdue?
Yeah, well, with ED, yeah. It changes the conversation greatly. But I don't see, like, Wisconsin.
What about Maryland? They could, well, Maryland could compete in the SEC. They don't have the depth. They have great starters, though.
I don't think so. I've seen Maryland play. I've seen
you
Tennessee.
Like Maryland.
I love them. I really like them. I think they'd be sixth or seventh in that league. Sixth or seventh.
But that would still be a five
really
or six
good.
Seed in the tournament.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, we got 14 teams
right.
in the dance.
Right. They'd be they'd still be that.
I'm with Lee. The chances of the SEC going 14-0 in the first round are very low. But if it happens, my God, you could potentially have almost half the teams in the Sweet 16.
Right.
Or the
round of 32.
Round of 32, SEC, if that were the case.
Right. What you're going to hear people say, and it's true, Oklahoma's pretty ordinary.
Yes, they are.
Vandy was on a bubble and got in. I've seen Oklahoma. They're just ordinary. They're not very good. So I'd kind of... Well, I don't know what their first round matchup is, but they're not. I don't think there's a team that could go very deep in this tournament. Check Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is a nine. They'll play UConn in the first round.
Ooh.
And I don't like going against Dan Hurley in the tournament. Ooh. I know you guys gave me some crap a month ago on that. I still don't like going against the 2-time defending champion in the tournament. That's why, again, you know, we've made fun of a little bit of Michigan, even though they went from last place to winning the Big Ten tournament this year. They're not the most impressive team, but you know what they have? They have a coach that last year made the Final Four. When it comes to sudden death elimination, he does well.
Matters.
He knows. That's why the trendy pick is UC San Diego over Michigan. I'm taking Michigan because of Dusty. Not because of the team. It's because of Dusty May. That's why.
I know.
I'm not going with the trendy upset there.
You do what I do and what everybody does. I mean, we don't know what UC San Diego is. So... I don't
Not
know.
Many people do, to be
no,
fair.
No, you wouldn't. And I wouldn't expect you to know. I mean, you haven't watched
UC
San Diego.
We do know that they were 30-4 this year.
And I know they play really good defense. But I don't know them. So that's what makes the NCAA tournament kind of fun, but really hard to pick. How would you know? You've never seen UC San Diego.
I have not seen them play ever. I've seen highlights just on you know, the recaps, the montages.
Who has seen them? I mean, so how do you pick it? I don't know. And there's a lot of teams like that. How would you know what High Point looks like? But I know this. There have been tournaments, NCAA tournaments over the years, where you think you have a team sized up, or you have this perception of a team. But then when they walk out on the court, you're like, oh, God, that's not what I thought. It's much better. They look much better. I wonder if UC San Diego's that way. When they walk out on the court, you're like, oh, God, that looks real. That's real, you know.
We'll give our official predictions for the tournament tomorrow. On Thursday, when Bill is here with us as well. Before I get to break, though, Sip, if you were trying to find a place to dine in between Omaha and Lincoln that had wonderful steak options, where would you go to?
I mean, there's a place right off of Highway 6 in the city of Ashland.
Which is called?
Ruhlman's.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse? Yeah. Oh, we got some gift cards from the other day. They have every cut of steak. We're talking filet mignon, prime rib. They've got sirloin. They've got T-bone, rib. Everything you want. Is there? They've got fish options if you are celebrating Lent, if you're doing that. They have all sorts of different hamburger options too. You can buy meat at the meat market there as well. Mm-hmm. It's a one stop shop. Also, we talk about Applied Connective one stop shop. Well, Ruhlman's the same way. It is you can either for lunch or dinner. Why not have both? Stick around Ashland all day. Go for lunch. Go downtown. You know, enjoy the and then come back for dinner at 5:30 or 6 and enjoy that.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
If you have not been, just trust us. It is worth your time. Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6. You cannot miss it on Highway 6.
It's a brand new building.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah, it's very handsome. It's the whole package because the food is excellent and the ambiance is also excellent.
And they have a sweet looking bar too. It is like New York City level. Beautiful.
With a piano.
A piano that people do play. They play. It's not just for look. They play that piano at Ruhlman's. Check it out. Please tell me you heard from here for the ticket and stop by sometime soon. When we come back, a team had two potential tournaments they were invited to.
Yeah. What a story.
An absolute mess.
What
a
mess.
We'll discuss what happened next on Early Break on the ticket.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.